This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Daniel Barron. Daniel is the director of the Avery Mitchell Regional Library System. He joins us on a monthly basis to tell us what's going on at the library. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. We've got several things going on at our libraries. One of the things is on June the 8th, at 7 o'clock at the Bowman Middle School Auditorium, the Mitchell County Public Library is sponsoring, in collaboration with the Bakersville Improvement Group, the North Carolina Touring Theater Ensemble, which will present Star Spangled Girls. And this is a program of memories and music by five women who will present what it was like in World War II to be a woman in the military. And there's going to be all sorts of really great music, and it's going to be a real fun time for everyone. The good thing about this is that it is absolutely free admission. Anyone who would like to come, because the library is sponsoring it, again, in collaboration with the Bakersville Improvement Group, we're asking people just to come and enjoy the evening with us at our expense. And we hope that people will do that. The other things that we're working on in Spruce Pine and in Bakersville are renovations to the library. We are doing our very best to encourage children and families to come to the library, to make that a place that they really want to come. And we're remodeling the facilities and creating a whole new children's room in the Bakersville or Mitchell County Public Library in Bakersville. And as a result, that's going to free up some space that we're also going to renovate to encourage teenagers to come to the library. And we're developing teen advisory boards at both of those libraries, as well as the library in Avery County. But we're asking them, the kids, to come in and tell us what kinds of things would they like to have in the library that would entice them to come in, to encourage them to be good readers and to encourage them to continue to read and enjoy the library and make that a place that they want to gather as a group. So we're doing some exciting things, and I think that this is going to make a difference as far as the kids going out later and continuing to enjoy books and reading, and also to use the internet appropriately. We'll have some of those kinds of activities as well. What we plan to do is to have teen advisory boards in all three counties. And that's going to be an opportunity for the teenagers to own space in all of our libraries, all four of our libraries. And when I say own space, that means that I hope that they're going to say, hey, we've participated in what we want to see in this library, beanbag chairs, posters, the kinds of decor we'd like, the kinds of books we'd like to read. Because sometimes we choose books and say, oh, boy, this would be great. Kids will love this. And sometimes we're right and sometimes we're wrong. But if we give them the opportunity to choose the books, you'd be surprised at the high quality of literature that they'll choose. One of the things that we're working on with all of the libraries is to increase the number of graphic novels. Now, oftentimes people say graphic novels, that's comic books, right? Well, you'd be very, very surprised to know that the high reading level that is required of a person to read a graphic novel, and also to keep the ideas together, even though it's illustrated, the person has to take the dialogue as well as the illustrations and pull together a significant number of mental pieces in order to make the story happen. So it's not just like them going through a quote-unquote comic book. It really is significantly different. And Stephen Krashen, who is a researcher out in California, says that comic books are one of the best ways to get reluctant readers to get back into the habit of reading. And he uses comic books with poor readers. He also uses comic books with kids who are trying to learn English. And he says that a good comic book is at least at the eighth grade level of reading. So you think about this as getting kids to read at the eighth grade level.
Daniel, tell us one more time the dates and times for the event at Bowman.
The event at Bowman is Star Spangled Girls. It is a music, memories and music by five women who served in World War II. And it will be at 7 o'clock on the 8th of June in the Bowman Middle School Auditorium.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and find out what's going on at the library. Our guest, Daniel Barron, he is the executive director of the Amy Regional Library System. That's Avery Mitchell Yancey. And we'll be looking forward to talking with you again next month.
Thank you, Steve.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.